KKWE 89.9 FM MeG Radio presents the Minnesota Mixdown Music Sessions. This show features music with Todd Sisson. This audio was recorded on Saturday, November 7th at the Hostel Hornet in Frazee. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to check out our archive online at www.megradio.org. We're sitting here with Michael Drake from Perm, Minnesota. How's it going, Michael?
It's going good,
Thanks so much for being out here tonight. For our listening audience that's listening live on 89.9 FM, they can't see your art, but you have beautiful art over here. Can you explain a little bit of what type of art you do?
I do what's called rattle can art, also known as just spray painting, graffiti type style. I use pot lids, magazine papers, and just little stencils sometimes just to do poster papers and stuff like that.
That's great. Your art is very wonderful. Where do you get your inspiration from?
A lot of it's just from growing up with art. Throughout my years of school, I was constantly in art, doing just random things. After high school, I went into tattooing and just at-home type style stuff. And then I moved on to spray cans afterwards.
That's great. And you're not originally from the Lakes area, but you're newly to the Lakes area. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Right on. How long have you been doing this art?
This will be my fourth season. I go in seasons because I can only spray paint during the summer due to cold weather and stuff. So being outside with the spray cans is definitely a plus.
Nice. Very nice. If people wanted to check out your art, where could they find more of your art?
I'll be posting more of my art on my Facebook page, just under Michael Drake. It's an ongoing process still, but that's where I'll be starting to make my own page for that.
That's great. And how do you spell your name if people wanted to check you out on Facebook?
It's Michael and then Drake, D-R-E-K-E.
That's great. Do you have anything else to let our listeners know about you and your art?
For other people that do art, it's a long, hard road. It takes a long time to be able to just get known, and it's a hard road. And just not to give up. This is my fourth year doing it, and I've done so many fairs and so many shows now that it's been worth it. I mean, I've done probably over 1,500 paintings since I've started.
Wow, that's impressive.
You know, so it's just, you got to keep plugging away at it. Drawings, paintings, acrylics, oil, it doesn't matter. You got to get your name out there. You got to keep going.
Well, that's great. Very inspirational. Thank you so much, Michael. Let's give it up for Michael Drake, people. Thanks, Michael. And you can check out his art over here in the corner and also again on Facebook, Michael Drake, D-R-E-K-E. We also have more information about your local community radio station right over here at our table. We've got a brand new program schedule up with a variety of different new programs on our radio station.
I'm going to open up this set with what I like to call my soldier song. I think when you're a songwriter, you got to pick subject matters. And, you know, lost love is a real big one for country songs. And you know, you write songs about the things that make you happy, your kids or your pickup truck or your beer or your guitar or your fiddle or whatever it may be. And then, of course, you get the holidays. You got to write Christmas songs. You got to write 4th of July songs. And, of course, I think every songwriter writes a veteran song. Most of us are patriotic in one way or the other, including me. When I was growing up, my dad talked about his time in the service, and he was usually pretty muffled about what he did and where he went because it was a bad, bad deal. And as a young boy, I kind of looked at it as a different thing. We glorified conflict and army. We went out and played with guns when we were kids. And, you know, I really didn't hit home the gravity of what kind of a sacrifice a soldier actually makes. It took me a lot of growing up before I realized that. And through the course of growing up, there was always a Purple Heart that was hidden away in a drawer in my mom's desk. And that Purple Heart belonged to my uncle. His name was Clyde. His name was Ronald Clyde Sisson. And Clyde was killed in World War II on the Philippine Islands during the invasion of Leyte. That Purple Heart was a memento of his passing, if you will. And one time, although I was forbidden to do this, and I did a lot of that kind of stuff when I was a kid, my mom said, don't do that. That was an invitation to do it, and so I did. I took this medal out of its case, and I was looking at it, and I noticed a piece of paper that had been folded up underneath the back of the display part of this case that contained the Purple Heart that was given to my uncle. And I opened that up and I unfolded this piece of paper, and I'll be darned if it wasn't a poem. And in reading it, I found it kind of interesting. So I brought it to my dad and I said, what of this poem? And he told me, well, he said, your Uncle Clyde wrote that, and it was printed in the Stars and Stripes magazine in the very, very earliest part of the war. Of course, we thought that was really a pretty special thing. I kept that poem near my heart for years. One time out of the blue, I just thought, you know, it really should be put to music, but how do you do that? It took me a while. Anyway, this is my veteran song, and although I wrote the music for it, this was actually written by my Uncle Clyde, who lies in his grave on Leyte in the Philippines to this day. And I thank him for his service, and I thank every veteran out there today for keeping us free so that guys like me can sit up here and play our guitars. I hope you guys are having a nice night, and I hope you like this veteran song. Motors thundered through the sky, propeller blasts over strutting wing, maddened demons howl and sing. Out of this way, I'm gonna fall with a handful of silken God. That's all. Throwing blood-red pools on metal floor, beyond this space so vast and deep, woke you screaming once from your sleep. And out of this world, gonna fall. With a handful of silken God, from God above, when from the sky with our weapons of hell, offensive comrades we love so well, what more will we need when we get the call? But a handful of silk and God. Struck to cigarettes, grim faces in silhouettes, no figment of fear-struck brain. These shadows that line the plain, they too into the void. Fighting fear with fear of fright, facing the job task at hand, determined, indomitable man. Soon into black space, they're gonna fall. With a handful of silk and God, that's all. We love, and our courage comes from God above. the silken god, that's all. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. This is coming from the request pool over on the other side of the room. Every time he gets a harmonica, you know, it's like, well, he's going to do another Neil Young song, probably. I saw Neil in concert several years ago, and this song was so commercialized, he in fact quit playing it. He didn't play it for 15 years in concert, so enjoy this. Switch guitars here for a sec. See if I can get in a little more trouble.
Hey, you folks out there in Radio Land, you're tuned in to KKWE 89.9 FM NEG Radio. And we are coming to you live from the Hostel Hornet in Frazee. And we've got Todd Sisson. Give it up for Todd Sisson, guys.
Yeah, he's doing a great job tonight, enjoying some of these tunes. And he's just a very talented man, straight right here from Frazee, Minnesota. That's awesome, Todd. So we've got some t-shirts out here that we'd like to hand out, and we've got some winners here. We'll do two now and then two here at the end of the night. First winner is Jan Jarbo. Jarbo? Is that right? Jan, why don't you come on up here and grab a shirt from Steve.
There we go.
All right, we've got one more, and then we're going to do a couple more after Todd's done playing tonight. So I just want to remind all of our listeners here and in Radioland that this project has been brought to you by the Legacy Art and Cultural Fund of Minnesota. And Todd has given his time and talents here to showcase his music on the air and with the townspeople of Frazee here, so we're so grateful. We have another winner, Randy Monroe. Randy Monroe. All right, right up there, Randy, give him a hand there. All right, the bartender, working hard up there, mixing cool drinks. All righty, well, we're going to hand it back over to Todd here. And again, thanks, Todd, for coming out tonight and sharing your amazing music with our Niji listeners and the people here at the Hostel Hornet.
Yeah, bless your heart, Carly. Yeah, big thanks to Niji. I think Niji Radio has brought a light to this area, and I'm very thankful for that. It's great to be a part of anything you guys are doing. Keep up the good work. And again, I thank you folks for being in here this evening at the Hostel Hornet. It's very kind of you to come out tonight. Had a request to do a song from a rock band, and you know, one guy with an acoustic guitar can only go so far, so let's see if you like this. Pills. The Stones for you. People ask me what I'm doing with three guitars up here, and it's because I can. It's as simple as that. Through the course of time, it seems that songs come to me kind of out of the blue. Sometimes in the night, sometimes driving down the highway. You know, really, it's kind of amazing. Some people spend months, sometimes years, trying to figure out how to write a song. To me, they kind of come in a flash, if you will. I've had people ask me what inspires me to write. You know, how does it happen? Do you write music first? Do you write lyrics first? And you know, there really isn't any answer other than the fact that you write about what moves you, and you write about what you're thinking about at the time, and you write about who you are and what you are. You know, don't forget your past, but always try to look towards the future. That's easy advice to give. You know, if you have too much fun when you're young, it's going to bite you in the fanny. And I know I'm turning 60 in not too long. When you get a little bit older, you start to feel your past a little bit more. Sometimes you get told things you don't want to hear. I've lost a few friends in the last couple of years, and it kind of throws you into a state of melancholy, and that's a real good place to cultivate songs. Anyway, this is a brand new song. It has not been performed live in any venues, so it's something I hope you guys will enjoy. Simply put, it's another one of them songs kind of about me. Except it ends a little differently than I hope I do. Just a young man. He was tall and straight and strong, with a guitar on his shoulder and his heart in open song. He played on all the stages, from Duluth to Fargo Town, and the people came to hear him play and lay their money down. As time went by, was playing all the time in the honky-tonk, smoking cigarettes and drinking wine. Later on, when the bars were shuttered down, he'd take center stage in every after party in that town. Front man's dying, doctor told him yesterday, "I ain't lying, son. You it's too late for you, I'll say. I seen it coming down, the way you party drown. In the after hours life, you burned your body down. Now it's time to pay, no use crying, front man's dying. His body's hurting badly, nearly every way. That old guitar on his shoulder has seen its better days, but it rambles on from song to song, never looking back or forward, and his voice is almost gone, but he's hanging around. He's rolling on. He's just left the center stage. Now he's showing his old age, and he's singing songs today while he slowly fades away. Frontman's dying. Frontman's dying. Doctor told him yesterday, I'm that lion's son. Oh, there ain't no use to pray. I've seen it coming down. Pull away, party round. In the after hours life, oh, you burned your body down. Now it's time to pay, no use crying, front man's dying. Now it's time to pay, no use crying, front man's dying. Appreciate that very much. Again, it's a real pleasure to be in here with you tonight. Huge thanks to Niji Radio for giving musicians like me the opportunity to play out here. The station rocks. I got every one of my radios at home are doing 89.9. It's just got to be that way. This has got to be, yeah. Yeah, you betcha. And so, you know, with that, again, I give great thanks, and we'll see you and we'll hear you every day. As I start to wrap up this second set, and I bring a couple more originals to you here, I'm going to open up and do a song from a friend of mine from Fargo, who's also a great songwriter. Then we're going to wrap up to the 9 o'clock set with an original from my album, Brother John. Great Saturday night here in Frazee. Hope everyone's going to have a safe deer season. And be careful when you're driving home and all that kind of stuff. But stick around and have a little fun with us yet tonight, as long as you can bear it. We appreciate very much that you're here. From Darren Wentz. Comes from Fargo. He sponsors a lot of songwriters' nights over in that area. And one thing we like to do is we like to help each other out and play each other's music. I think there's no greater compliment than to have one of your friends play one of your songs in another venue. It's kind of like what Niji Radio does for musicians. You know, we're showing respect for one another. We're also giving people opportunity to be able to go out there and make their mark in the craft. Like the last breath I'll be taking, like the last round of a fight, like the last note softly fading, or the last song of the night. Welcome angels, welcome Jesus, hello blue skies, goodbye rain. Welcome comfort through all the ages, hello heaven, goodbye pain. Tell my sister she was a good one. Tell my brothers they're okay. Tell my darling that I missed her and I love her still today. Welcome angels, welcome Jesus, hello blue skies, goodbye rain. Thank you very much. My name's John Lee Pettibone, same as my daddy and his daddy before. Hardly ever seen granddaddy down here. Only comes to town about twice a year. See a 100 pounds of use, it's a copper line. Everybody knows that he makes moonshine. Now the revenue man wants gravel real bad. Went out the hole with everything he had. Was for my time, but I've been told. Midnight Copperhead Road. Join me. Daddy ran whiskey in a big pot dog. I love electric mixing rod. Johnson County Sheriff made it on the side. There will be something inside. Email the engine bell. I still remember that one sound. Then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard the mama crying, saw it wasn't right. And down the 2 week little road, you could smell the whiskey burning down the Copperhead Road. Joined the army on my birthday. Got the white cash here first anyway. Did two tours in Vietnam. Came home with a brand new plan. Hey, seats from Colombia and Mexico. Plant them in a holler down the Copperhead Road. Now the DA's got a chopper in the air. I come screaming like a back over there. I learned a thing or two, Charlie, don't you know? So you better stay away from Copperhead Road. Copperhead Road. Copperhead Road. Up here and do a song with her dad here before we wrap up. We're going to take 1 minute here to get set up.
For our listening audience out there, we are broadcasting live on KKWE 89.9 FM NEG Radio. We are coming to you live from the Hostel Hornet in Frazee, Minnesota, for the Minnesota Mixdown Music Sessions with Todd Sisson. Hey, y'all, give it up for Todd.
All right, thanks.
We're so excited to be out here today. Awesome staff here at the Hostel Hornet. Super, super hospitable people, great food, and a wonderful atmosphere out here. Thanks for coming out and supporting live music and your community radio station. We're going to give it back here to Todd and his beautiful daughter.
Yep, cool. Thanks, Carly. Yeah, my daughter Annie got up here. She can help me do something. You're going to take this, jump on that mic.
Breath of spring, your voice soft like summer rain, and I can't. about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls an angel. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Please don't take him just because you have your choice, man, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Joe. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Please don't take him just because you can. Please don't take him just because you can.
Thank you.
Way to go, Annie. Beautiful.
Way to go, kid. This would be the cover song from my album. Dedicate this song to the memory of my friend John Pribble.
You, man, until
star. When I was lost at sea, oh, Brother John.
Coming to you live from the Hostel Hornet, and you're listening to KKWE 89.9 FM Niji Radio. And tonight, we featured Todd Sisson on our Minnesota Mixed-Down Music Sessions. Hey, Todd, if people want to get to know or hear more of your music, how can they get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook, Todd Sisson, of course, and I'm a pretty social guy. I also have a website. It is www.toddsisson.com. You can also find me at reverbnation.com under Todd Sisson. Just type Todd Sisson in on Google and you'll find all kinds of stuff. We got music on YouTube, music for sale. And of course, I play in the area frequently, so just kind of look around for calendars and come in and see us when you can.
Sounds great. Everybody, Todd Sisson. Give it up one last time. Very nice, Todd. I want to thank the staff here at the Hostel Hornet for all their kindness and their efforts for tonight's event. I also want to thank our Niji team. It put our team here on site and also off-site, Jodan Rosso on the board back at our studio. I also want to thank Stephen Bickle, our sound technician, and we've got Tim Abbott on production. And all the people, the wonderful people that came out tonight to support Niji Radio. Thanks so much, guys. And we're going to be live music out at the mall in Detroit Lakes December 5th with Dan Thornby, Rachel Iannaro, and Brady Pearl. So thanks again from the Niji Radio and staff here, guys. Todd Sisson, give it up. What a fun night. This project was brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to check out our archive online at www.nijiradio.org.